Today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Tes. We left off on the bottom daf Pei Ches Amid Beis. We left off middle about to discuss a brisa. The brisa had spoken about if you have five korbanos Pesach that are brought and their hides are mixed with each other after they skin the animal, the hides of the korbanos are mixed up with each other, and one of the hides is found to have a mum on it. So somebody's korban Pesach was no good. So what do? Do we allow everybody to just eat their korban Pesach? Do they bring a Pesach Sheni? So the brisa said all five korbanos Pesach are yotzim lebeis hasreifa. They all have to get burnt, but nobody's going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So our daf is going to begin by suggesting possible ways that maybe they could have brought a Pesach Sheni. The reason nobody has to bring a Pesach Sheni is because one of them was already, because four of them were already yotzei their mitzvah with Pesach Rishon. So that's why they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. But maybe there's a way to work it out for that one guy who is not yotzei yet to be able to bring a Pesach Sheni. We don't know who that guy is, but for all five of them as a group, maybe there's some way to work it out to bring a Pesach Sheni. So we're going to have six or seven suggestions of how maybe we could work it out to bring a Pesach Sheni. We're going to obviously reject all of them because the Brisa said that you cannot bring a Pesach Sheni. They don't do Pesach Sheni. But that's the first major discussion on the daf. Then the Mishnah on Pei Tes Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah on Pei Tes Amud Aleph, is going to talk about a father who makes a contest amongst his children. He announces whoever gets to Yerushalayim first is going to be registered in my Korban Pesach, and the Gemara is going to discuss if this relates to Breira or doesn't relate to Breira. And then the second Mishnah on Amud Aleph discusses how many people can be registered on a single Korban Pesach. What's the maximum limit? And also until what point people can still register or unregister from a particular Korban Pesach, and whether that's the same time that you could, the deadline to register is the same deadline as the deadline to be Moshe Chiyadav from a Korban Pesach. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to start a discussion about a group who wants to force one member to eat the Korban separately, to throw him out of the group. Can they do that? Not throw him out, he'll get his Chelek, but to send him to eat it separately, to eat somewhere else. The Mishnah talks about a case where he decides to bring his own guest. If that's enough of a reason to send him out, the Gemara Stam talks about he's just a glutton and he eats more than everybody else. Can they throw him out because he's eating too much and they don't want him eating so much? So just give him a fair chelek and let him go on his way. So that's what the majority of Amud Beis is going to be about. But again, we left off on Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis. We are holding at Omer Mar, I believe. We're holding an Amar Mar about five lines before the end of the page. So we had quoted this brisa. The brisa said that if you have five korbanos Pesach that are nisarvu oros zebzeh, the hides of the animals are mixed with each other, and you find a yabeles on one of them, you find a mum, a wart on one of them, so they all go the base of strefa, all the korbanos have to get burnt, but nobody brings Pesach Sheni. So Amar Mar, we said in the brisa, upetur milasas Pesach Sheni, they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, veikachad lo nafik. But one of these groups was not yet yotzei the mitzvah with Pesach Rishon because their korban was pasul. So how could you not require a Pesach Sheni? So Gemara says Mishum to Loefsha, because there's no way to bring a Pesach Sheni since four people were already yotzei. And there's no way that you're going to be able to have all five people bring a Pesach Sheni. Four out of the five are not chayv in Pesach Sheni, so they're not allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni. Hechi Lavin, what do you want to do? So the Gemara is going to have several suggestions. Suggestion number one, to be able to bring a Pesach Sheni, Lesi kol chad v'chad Pesach. What, you want every single one of these five groups to bring their own korban Pesach? Kameisi chulun la'azara. That's going to be chulun la'azara for four of the groups. Da'arba minayu avdiluhu. Four of the groups already brought a Pesach Rishon, and therefore for them to bring a Pesach Sheni would be a violation of bringing chulun la'azara. That is not a viable solution. So says Gemara, solution number two, Lesi kulu chad Pesach. Maybe they should all five groups together, should bring one Pesach Sheni, Nimtza Pesach Nechel Shalom Nuyev. No, but then the problem is, they can't all be registered on a Pesach Sheni, if they're all sharing the Pesach Sheni, four out of the five, 80% of the people are going to be eating a carbon that they're not registered on, and you're not allowed to give a carbon Pesach or a Pesach Sheni to somebody who's not registered on it. So they can't bring five Pesach Shenis, and they can't bring one Pesach Sheni amongst them. So those two options are out. So hi mai, so what do you want to suggest? The third option, Nesi kol chad minayu pischo, let each one bring a carbon Pesach, Vinisni with a Tanai. V'neiman say as follows, Ididi balmum, if my animal on Pesach Rishon was the balmum, haydai si hashnavi Pesach, then this animal I'm bringing now on Pesach Sheni should be a Pesach Sheni, should be a Karban Pesach. V'ididi tam, but if mine was one of the four animals that was not a balmum, that was perfectly kosher as a Pesach Rishon, so then the carbon I'm bringing now on Pesach Sheni, on Yud Dalet Iyar, should be a carbon Shlomim and not a carbon Pesach. And that way you'll solve the problem. The one guy who is not Yotze with Pesach Rishon with through his Tanai will be Yotze Pesach Sheni. The four guys who were Yotze with Pesach Rishon on Pesach Sheni are going to be bringing a carbon Shlomim. And there's nothing wrong with bringing a Shalmei Nedava, bringing a voluntary carbon Shlomim. So that would be great, says Gemara Lo Efshai. Can't do that. Mishum Di'ik. Because there is when it comes to a carbon shlamim, the entire carbon shlamim is not eaten by the bailim. The chaz v'shok of a carbon shlamim is eaten by a kohen. It has to be dafka given to a kohen. So if you have each group deciding to make this tonight, that it might be a Pesach or it might be a shlamim, what are you going to do with the chaz v'shok? The chaz v'shok, if it's a shlamim, has to go to a kohen. If it's a Pesach, you have to eat it. People who are registered on the carbon have to eat it on the Karban Pesach, have to eat it. So says the Gemara, fourth suggestion, V'nesi kol chad v'chad kohen ba'day. Let each group bring their own animals a Karban. They'll make this Tanai that it might be a Shlomim, it might be a Pesach, and they'll include a Kohen together with them on this Karban, and therefore the Kohen will be given the Chelek of the Chaz of Ashok. Hi Kohen, hey Chidami. So says Mara, well, what kind of Kohen are you going to bring? Ida Avid Pesach, if you bring a Kohen who already brought a Karban Pesach, well, that's a problem, because Dilma Hai Pesachu, Vinim to Pesach Shalom Nuyath, because maybe this animal that you bring right now is your Karban Pesach, because maybe you're the group that the first one was Pasul, that Pesach Rishon, that had the Abeles on its R, and the Pesach Rishon was Pasul, so you need this to count as your Karban Pesach. But if the Kohen that's joining with you already brought his own Karban Pesach, so he's not allowed to be registered on a Pesach Sheni, so it would be a violation of being Ochel Shalom Nuyav. V'idzel Oavid Pesach, and if you're going to bring a Kohen who needs to bring a Pesach Sheni, who has not been Yotze his mitzvah of Karban Pesach, well, Dilma Shlomim Hu, V'lo Avid Pesach. Maybe this Karban that you're bringing now is really Karban Shlomim, because maybe you're part of the 80% of the people who were already Yotze with Pesach Rishon. So then the Kohen is going to be out of luck. He's going to end up without any Karban Pesach. So that's not a viable solution either. So says Gemara, maybe a fifth solution. V'nesi kol chamisha chad Kohen d'lo avad Pesach. Maybe all five groups together should bring one Kohen to join with all of them together. And have the Kohen, a Kohen who did not yet bring a Karban Pesach, he'll be a member of all five groups, he'll eat the Chaz of Ashok of all five groups, and that way he'll be Yotze the Karban Pesach with whichever one is actually Pesach Sheni. V'nimni lavei hani chamisha psachim, and he will be registered on all five of these karbanos. Demi manavshach ikachad de loav Pesach v'kanafki bei, because of these five, one of them was not yet Yotze the Karban Pesach, so the Kohen will be Yotze his Karban Pesach with that group. So that sounds like a wonderful solution. That way you have everybody will be Yotze, everybody will for sure be covered. Whoever did not bring Pesach Rishon will for sure be covered, and the Chaz of Ashok will be taken care of, because he'll have a Kohen to feed the Chaz of Ashok to of all of these animals. So if any animal that's Karban Shlomim, the Kohen's eating the Chaz of Ashok, and whichever one is Karban Pesach, the Chelek that the Kohen's going to eat from that Karban Pesach is going to be the Chaz of Ashok. Nothing wrong with the Kohen being the guy who eats the Chaz of Ashok of a Karban Pesach. So Ella, what's the problem? Mishum de kamamit ba'achila shlamim. Dilu pesach liyam v'layla v'ilu shlamim shneyam v'layla echad. The Gemara says, no, this whole Tanai is not going to work. You're not allowed to make a Tanai that a Karban could be maybe a Karban Pesach or maybe a Karban Shlamim, because then what's the time limit? When does it have to get eaten by? We're going to have to be machmir and assume that we have to treat it like a Karban Pesach and get it eaten that night. but a carbon shlamim is allowed to be eaten for shnei yamim v'layla echad, is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and one night. So you're going to be limiting this. Four out of these five animals are really a carbon shlamim, the way it works out. You're going to be limiting the zman that a carbon shlamim can be eaten. Normally, a carbon shlamim is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and one night, but because each one is a suffik pesach, it's only going to be able to be eaten for one night, and that's limiting the zman of kachim. You're not allowed to limit the zman of kachim. So that solution does not work. So the question that the achronim raise over here is as follows. The Or Chodesh raised the question: how does it help to have one kohen be registered on all five of the Korbanos Pesach? Yeah, it's true. He'll eat the chaz of Ashok of every one, but since he doesn't know which one is the Pesach, is the real Korban Pesach, he has no idea what order to eat them in. There is a halacha, ein maftirin achar Pesach hafikomen. The last thing you eat has to be your Korban Pesach. For all he knows, he's eating four other chaz of Ashoks after he eats his Korban Pesach. How is he going to fulfill ein maftirin achar Pesach hafikomen? So the Or Chodesh points out that there are really two opinions, Tosfos brings and Daf Kuf Chaf, why it is that ein maftirin achar Pesach hafikomen. Why are we not allowed to eat anything after the Korban Pesach? So one possibility is that we don't want you to be hungry when you eat the Korban Pesach. Meaning, if you know that the Pesach is the last thing you're going to be allowed to eat, you'll make sure to fill up your stomach a little bit before you eat the Korban Pesach. But if you think that you're going to be allowed to eat more things after the Korban Pesach, you might be very hungry when you eat the Korban Pesach. And if you're very hungry when you eat the Korban Pesach, you might break a bone because you're going to try to get every last bit of meat. And so gzeirim mishum shvir setem. Okay, if that's the svara, then it's clearly a din d'rabbanan that ein maftirin achar Pesach avikomen. It's clearly not a din d'araisa. So if it's a din d'rabbanan, we understand that we're willing to waive that din d'rabbanan to allow this kohen to register in everybody's Korban Pesach, so that everyone could be yotze the din d'oraisa of Echilas Korban Pesach. That would make plenty of sense. But there is a second day in Tosfos and Daf Kuf Chaf where Tosfos says no. The reason ein maftirin achar Pesach avikomen is because you need to remain with the tam Pesach bepiv. You need to remain with the taste of the mitzvah in your mouth. So if that's the case, that sounds like a din d'oraisa, that it has to be that the last thing you eat that night, the taste that remains in your mouth that night is taste of Korban Pesach. But so then what are we doing over here? How is the Kohen going to be allowed to eat five chaz of Ashoks? Only one of them is a Pesach, and it may not be the last one. There's an 80% chance that it's not the last one that he eats, that it's the first, second, third, or fourth, and he's eating something. He's eating a shlamim after his Pesach. So there are three terutzim I saw in the Achronim. Number one, the Or Chodesh is mitarets that it's better for one Kohen to do improper by eating something after the Afikomen, rather than in order to stop everybody else from an Isser Kares. Meaning there's a whole group of people here. One of these Korbanos Pesach had a whole group that was registered in it that is going to be in violation of an Aseh Sheyesh Bo Kares, of not bringing Korban Pesach. That's Kares. So he's going to take one for the team. He's going to violate the lesser Isser of eating after the Afikomen in order to save everybody else from the bigger Isser, which is a question. When do we say Chate Kedei Sheyizka Chavircha? So we had yesterday, we discussed, we discussed with Pur Vu, right, we did, that Chate Kedei Sheyizka Chavircha for a mitzvah rabba, for a very great mitzvah, or a mitzvah derabim. So maybe this counts as a mitzvah, as either a mitzvah rabba because of the Isser Kares, or a mitzvah derabim because it's a whole group that's registered on the Korban Pesach. But we tell him he's got to eat after the Afikomen, potentially suffic eat after the Afikomen in order to save everybody else.
And his own
Isser. Well, he could have just not joined with five people, and he knows he's chayv in Pesach Sheni,
right.
So he could have just brought a Pesach Sheni. The second teretz the Or Chodesh has is that when the Gemara says let's bring a kohen and register him on all the karbanos, it means let's bring a kohen katan. Bring a kohen under bar mitzvah who has no, who's not musar in Isurim, so he's allowed to eat the chaz v'shok of all the karbanos,
Aye, but wait a second, we're going to be feeding it to him, and we just learned there's nisr lo sachilim, you're not allowed to feed a katan, an isr bi adayim. So isn't this a violation of lo sachilim that we're feeding a katan an isr bi adayim? So the Aruch HaKadosh says, no, you're not allowed to feed a katan a vaday isr bi adayim. This is a safek isr, because we don't know. Maybe the last thing he's eating, taka, is the Karban Pesach, so we're not feeding him any isr. So since it's only a safek isr, maybe there's no isr. It's quite a chiddush in the halach of lo sachilim, that you're not allowed to feed a kohen a katan, an iser. To say that that doesn't apply to a suffik iser is quite a chiddush, but that's what he says. Maybe this doesn't apply to a suffik iser. Third teretz, the Sefer Yad Yosef is metaritz, that the reason ein maftir nachar Pesach is that he should remain with tam Pesach bepiv. What does that mean, tam Pesach bepiv? Is it dafka the korban Pesach that has to remain in his mouth, or that it's such a spiritual night, the night of the Seder, such a highly spiritually energetic night, that we want him to go to sleep with tam mitzvah bepiv, with the taste of some mitzvah in his mouth? So the mitzvah of the night is the korban Pesach, so we let him go to sleep with the tam Pesach bepiv. But einachinami, if you have korban shlamim also, that's also tam of a mitzvah. So he's going to be eating the chaz of a shokov of korban shlamim, so he'll go to sleep with the tam of the mitzvah in his mouth. Or he says more likely that it's not called that the tam Pesach is not bepiv anymore just because he eats a shlamim. When you eat stam regular chulin foods after the korban Pesach, that takes away the tam Pesach bepiv. But when you're eating other mitzvahs, the Gemara is going to have an expression, daf kuftes vav amar aleph, that ein mitzvahs mevatlo zu azu, that the taste of two mitzvahs doesn't cancel each other out. The Gemara discusses, how is one supposed to eat matzah, maror, and korban Pesach on the Seder night? Are they eaten separately, or are they eaten all together? So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, don't the tastes cancel each other out? How could you possibly eat them together? But Hillel holds, no, you eat them all together. Why do you eat them all together? Because the mitzvahs, the tam of one mitzvah can't be mevatel another mitzvah. Assuming all the mitzvahs are daraisa, or all the mitzvahs are drabani, you don't have different levels of mitzvah that are all on the same level, the tam of one mitzvah won't cancel out another mitzvah. So you could have the Karban Shalom, it's not going to cancel out the Karban Pesach that comes before it. Okay, so says the Gemara, sixth suggestion. Now that our suggestion of the Kohen didn't work, since we're minimizing the Zman Achila, so V'nesi Mosara Pesach, why don't we bring an animal as a Mosara Pesach? The halacha is that an animal that was originally designated as a Karban Pesach, but could not be brought as a Karban Pesach, has a din of Mosara Pesach, which means that it's treated 100% like Karban Shlamim, except the Zman Achila is not for 2 days and a night. It's only through that first night. So bring a Mosar Pesach, have all five groups bring a carbon with it tonight, that it should either be a real Pesach or a Mosar Pesach. V'neima, and say as follows, Idi di Balmum, Hai Daisi Hashanavi Pesach. If my original Pesach Rishon was the one that was a Balmum and I was not Yotzei, so then this animal I'm bringing now should be a real carbon Pesach. Idi di Tamhu, Nahave Hai Daisi Hashanavim. And if I was one of the four that had a kashra carbon Pesach, so then the one I'm bringing now should be a Shlamim, meaning should be a Mosar Pesach. The Mosar Pesach, Nechal, Liyom, V'lai Le'echad. Because Mosar Pesach happens to be that it gets eaten for 1 day and 1 night. It does not get eaten for 2 days. And therefore, you're not going to have the problem of minimizing the Zman Achila. So it says, what does it mean, designate a Mosar Pesach? You don't designate a Mosar Pesach. A Mosar Pesach is something that happens, that you have an animal that, for whatever reason, was originally designated as a Karban Pesach, and maybe was temporarily lost, and they brought a different animal in its place. So this one is just lying around, is just walking around. So that's how you get a Mosar Pesach. You don't designate Mosar Pesach. Says Gemara, v'nitruchu v'naisi Mosar Pesach. No, what we meant is, let them be Tareach and bring a Mosar Pesach. Find a Mosar Pesach. There's got to be one somewhere. So let them all find Mosar Pesachs and make that Tanai. So why can't we do that? So says Gemara, three reasons why that can't work. Number one, elamishum smicha. Dilu Pesach lo bay smicha, vilu mosar bay smicha. Because what are you going to do about smicha? The Karban Pesach does not get smicha. Mosar Pesach get smicha, meaning the Mosar Pesach has full din of Karban Shlamim other than the Zman Achila. It has, for every other halacha, it's treated like Karban Shlamim, so it requires smicha. So what are you going to do about smicha? So says Gemara, HaTenach Karban Anashim, Karban Nashim Ha'ikal Meimar. Okay, that's only a problem if there were men that were involved over here, but what if it were women that were involved? So then it wouldn't be a problem with the smicha, because women don't do smicha anyway. So that if it were women that were involved, we should be able to bring a Mosar Pesach. So says Gemara, no, second reason why it's not going to work, El Mishum Matanos, Dilu Pesach Matana Achas, Vilu Shlam Shtayim Shein Dalit. How many matnas dam do you put on the Mizbech? A Karban Pesach gets only one matnas dam on the Mizbech. Shlamim gets Shtayim Shein Arba on the two opposite corners of the Mizbech, which is Shtayim Shein Arba because it hits all four sides. So my nafkemina, Vatnan, calling his son on the Mizbech, Chitzot Shlosim Matana Achas Keeper. But still, you'd be Yotze if you only did a Matana Achas, meaning even if it were a Shlamim, and you only did Matana Achas like you would do by a Karban Pesach, you'd still be Yotze, it would still be a Kapara, so it would still work. So why not? Why not bring your Mosar Pesach, treat it like a Karban Pesach, and bring it with the Tanai? It should still work. So says my third reason why it's no good, El Mishum Dilu Pesach B'Shvicha Vilu Shlamim B'Zrika. Another difference between the way a Mosar Pesach is brought and a regular Pesach is brought is a Pesach has Shvicha on the Mizbeach. You pour the blood directly on the Mizbeach, whereas Mosar Pesach, a Karban Shlamim, is B'Zrika. It has to be thrown from a distance onto the Mizbeach. So again, says Gemara, "May nafkamina v'atani kol ani son b'zrika shenasam b'shvicha yatsa." So granted, you're supposed to do a b'zrika, but if you do a b'shvicha, that works too. So why not just do a b'shvicha and it will work? So says Gemara, "Yeah, emer d'karmina di'i avad l'cherchila." No, that's if you did it, it would work, but you're not allowed to do that. The same by the matnas dalid, right? Matnas shtayim shein arba. If you take a karmin that is shtayim shein arba and you do only a matana achas, it would work, but that's only b'di'eved. If you already did it, l'chadchila, you're not allowed to do that. So we can't put ourselves in a situation where we're going to have to do something that really is only b'di'eved. Question is, why not? There is a concept in halacha called shas hadchak k'di'evedami, that when something is b'shas hadchak, we allow ourselves to turn a b'di'eved into a l'chadchila. We allow ourselves to initially do that which is really only a b'di'eved. So if shas hadchak is k'di'evedami, someone was asking me recently, a woman needs to go to the mikvah over Yontif, right, on Friday night, I think it is. So she's got 2 days of Yontif in advance, and she's going to be mortified if she can't have nail polish on her hands for Yontif. The Shaila was, can she leave her nail polish on her hands? B'di'eved, if a person has perfectly manicured nails, it shouldn't be a chatzitza, because it's a miyachein makbid, so it shouldn't be a chatzitza b'di'eved, but l'chadchila we require taking it off. So should you say that shas hadchak is k'di'evedam? It's a shas hadchak that she wants. So you have to be careful how you define shas hadchak. Not every time someone wants to look a little prettier or a little bit, is it necessarily a shas hadchak. You have to be very careful with the definition. But l'chadchila, this is a shas hadchak, because this is, someone's not being yotzei korban Pesach if we don't do this. So, but nevertheless, the Gemara says, no, apparently it's not enough of a shas hadchak to say that it's k'di'evedami, that we're going to allow that which is normally kosher b'di'eved. Another interesting question that comes up over here, the Shara Melech raises the question. So he said, bring us a Mosar Pesach, right? Find a Mosar Pesach and make the Tanai. That if I was Yotzei Mekarben Pesach, so this should just be a Mosar Pesach, should be like Karben Shlamim, and if I was not Yotzei Mekarben Pesach, then let this be a Karben Pesach. And we said, and that's not going to be a problem of being Mimayit the Zman Achila, because a Mosar Pesach has the same Zman Achila as a regular Karben Pesach. Is that true? Mosar Pesach is treated like a Karben Shlamim, except for the Zman Achila, in that Karben Shlamim has Zman Achila for 2 days and one night. The Mosar Pesach is Nechal, the Gemara says explicitly, Liyom v'layla, right? For 1 day and one night, which means that the day you bring it, you're allowed to eat it, and that night you're allowed to eat it. Karben Pesach, when you're allowed to eat, even Pesach Sheni, l'chari, you're only allowed to eat not the day you bring it, only that night. You shecht Karben Pesach in Erev Pesach, let's say. You can't eat it in Erev Pesach. You can only eat it that night. So isn't it still being Mimayit Zman Achila? When you wanted to solve the problem of being Mimayit Zman Achila by bringing a Mosar Pesach, it doesn't really solve it. It partially solves the problem. We're not Mimayit Zman Achila at the tail end, but at the front end, we're still being Mimayit Zman Achila.
It's before Yom Tov starts. I mean, I guess Pesach Sheni would be different, but if it's before nightfall, then you're doing it before the time that it's allotted for the mitzvah.
if it were a shlamim, if I knew for sure that it was Mosar Pesach, that it was a shlamim, I would be allowed to eat it right now, plus tonight, right?
But he wouldn't be necessarily owed to the mitzvah that you're trying to make up.
Yeah, but we're saying Gemara's whole problem is that if you take something that's a Mosar Pesach and you bring it as a Pesach, you're minimizing the Zman Achila.
So like minimizing is the end of it.
So one possible suggestion that Achronim have is that Miyud Zman Achila is only at the end of the Zman. Meaning if you're going to cut off, and we had this suggestion earlier in the Masechta also, that if you're going to cut off the Zman Achila at the beginning, you're going to take away some, or in the middle, but still the Sof Zman Achila is going to be the same, that's not called minimizing the Zman Achila. The Tzlach says that you have to say this way. Tzlach Masechta Beitza Daf Yutes says the clearest raya that it has to be this way. It has to be that minimizing the Zman Achila is only a problem at the tail end and not at the beginning of the middle, he says, because otherwise every single carbon that you bring, you would have to bring the second after the carbon tamash shachar is brought, right away in the morning. Otherwise, you're being mimayt this man achila. How could I bring him in the afternoon? All those morning hours, I lost out on now. Meaning any carbon that, let's say, you could eat for today, tonight, and tomorrow, right? So today is defined as from the time I shecht it for the rest of the day. So I should have to bring everything as early in the morning as possible so that I get the full zman. Otherwise, I'm being mimayt this man achila. So he says, obviously, it's not called being mimayt this man achila when you cut off at the beginning of the zman. Now, one could be mechalek, between once the Zman, well, okay, one could be mechalik between our case and the case of Stam bringing the carbon after the carbon Talmud. But anyway, other Achronim have a different Teretz. Beis Halevi suggests that Mosar Pesach, since originally the Kedusha of the carbon was Kedusha's carbon Pesach, so it's not called being Memai the Zman Achila when you return it back to how its original Kedusha was supposed to be. Meaning its original Kedusha allowed for it to be eaten only at night. Now, because it's Mosar Pesach, we're going to have to expand it to day and night because it's treated like carbon shlamim. So to limit it to only night is just putting it back to its original position. That's not a violation of being Memayit Zman Achila. So it comes out, says the Beis Levi, that according to that, this Beis Levi in the Tshuvas and Chelik Beis Simon Lamed Vav, he says, if Mosar Pesach were eaten for a Shnei Yamim V'layla Echad like a carbon shlamim, it still would not have been a violation of being Memayit Zman Achila. Right? The Gemara originally said, no, you can't bring it like carbon shlamim because you're being Memayit Zman Achila. Right? So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a Mosar Pesach case where the Zman Achila is the same as Karban Pesach and only goes for a day and night. Well, even if it went for 2 days and a night, according to the Svara of the Beis Halevi, since it's a Mosar Pesach, it started out as Karban Pesach, even if it was supposed to be for 2 days and one night, and now you're only eating it for a night, that also would not be considered being Memayit the Zman Achila. But third Teretz is the most interesting, I thought, the Sfasemes. Sfasemes says that even though Pesach Sheni, you have to eat a Kazayas from it, Dafka Belaila, like a regular Karban Pesach, he says he doesn't know that there's any such din that Pesach Sheni is not eaten during the daytime. Pesach Rishon we don't eat during the daytime. Who says Pesach Sheni you don't eat during the daytime? Maybe it's Taka, the Pesach Sheni has the same din as Mosar Pesach. That you can eat that day. You just have to make sure that at least one kezias of it is eaten at night in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. This is the reason this is interesting is because there is a minhag that many Hasidim have, that they'll eat matzah on, many people, stam, have a meaning that they eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, because if we eat matzah as an afikomen, as a zecher to Pesach Rishon, so they eat matzah for Pesach Sheni as well. But when do they eat the matzah? So many people have the minhag that they'll eat the matzah on Yud Dalet Iyar during the daytime. So ask the Avnei Nezer in a tshuva, he says that minhag l'chora makes no sense, because the minhag should be not to eat it in the daytime, it should be to eat it at nighttime. That's when you're that's Tesvav Iyar. That's when we would eat the Pesach Sheni. It wouldn't be during the daytime, but according to the Sfasemes, it works out very well. According to Sfasemes, a minhag to eat Yud Dalet Iyar in the daytime according to Sfasemes, it should be both. The minhag should be to eat both a little bit Yud Dalet Iyar in the daytime, and again Yud Dalet Iyar in the nighttime. So if one were to have that minhag, that would make sense in light of what the Sfasemes says. Now how did the Avnei Nezer Miyashiv? How is the Avnei Nezer Miyashiv the minhag olam to eat to eat the matzos on Yud Dalet Iyar. After all, he didn't say anything like the Sfas Emes that the Pesach Sheni was eaten on Yud Dalet Iyar. So he suggests that since they want not to look like they're being mosif on the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and that they're eating Pesach Sheni, so they were noig to eat it shalom bismano, because they didn't want to dafki to bismano, because then it looks like they're adding a new mitzvah. To make it clear that it's just a minag, they would eat it a little bit shalom bismano, but around that time, just as a zecher. Okay, new Mishnah, says the Gemara, the Mishnah. Homer Lebanon, the guy says to his children, Hareini shochet as a Pesach al Misha yal mikam rishon li Yerushalayim. I'm shechting the Karban Pesach for whichever one of you gets to Yerushalayim first. Kivin sheichnas harishon rosho verubo, zacha b'chalko mezaka zacha vimo. The first one gets to Yerushalayim, he gets his chelik of his father's Karban Pesach, and his brothers get to join together with him. So says the Gemara, Shmamina yesh breira. So it turns out that there's breira over here, because the father doesn't know at the time that he makes the race which child is going to get there first, and yet the one that gets there first is registered on the karban. So apparently it's breira. So Rabbi Yochanan kedei lizarzim b'mitzvos kamer. No, he's registering all of them on the karban. He's just saying it in this way to try to encourage them to rush to get to Yerushalayim to do the mitzvah. But it doesn't really. There's no lechora. There's no nafkamina who gets there first. He has no advantage over anybody else. The achronim say that there's something. He's rosh lechalechav. He's something. Maybe he has some sort of advantage, but it's not clear what advantage he has. So the point is, they're all being registered on the Karban Pesach, so there is no Breira. Dekanami dekatani umzaka achavimo. And it says that way in the Mishnah. It says that the brothers also get a portion of the Karban. So obviously they're all being registered. So it says Maria, Rapishlam Adam Niname Kara Shapir. Now, how does mzaka achavimo work? If he made them all register on the Karban, it works great. Eliyam Talon Niname Kara Labasa Deshach and Mikam Ismanu. But if he didn't register all of them on the Karban, it wouldn't make sense that they all get to be registered when one of them gets there first. How can you be registered on a carbon after you already shechted it? We're going to have a Mishnah soon, later on today's daf, that you can only register on a carbon up until the time of Shechita, not afterwards. So Shema Mina. So it must be that the father had originally registered everybody. And that's how we know that we're not dealing with an issue of Breira. Tanya Nami Achim of Ebraisa, just like this, Maisa Vikidmu Banos Labanim Vinimtsa Banos Rizim Ubanim Shfelim. That one time the Banos, the daughters, beat out the sons, they got there first, so it turned out that the Banos were Zrizos and the Banim were secondary. And bottom line is, what does it call it? Zrizos. Why Zrizos? Because that's all he was trying to do. Kedei Lizarzan B'mitzvos. He was just trying to get them interested in rushing to do a mitzvah. So that's what it means. The bundles were Zrizos. And the Sefer Mishmaros Kohuna says that according to Shitas HaTosos, that we're talking about where he did not register the sons first, and the Pesach is eaten Shalolim Nuyav, you could say that the heter to eat them the Isser, and Tosa says, Tosa and Daf Peches we had, it says that you're allowed to feed them the Isser B'Yadayim because of Chinuch, so it would be Muchach from here that there's a mitzvah to be Mechanech B'Nosav as well, that the mitzvah of Chinuch is not only for Banim, but it's also for Banos, because of this whole Inyan over here of giving the children is a Din Chinuch, so it would turn out that there's Din Chinuch on the daughters. So what's the great chiddush in that? The Gemara in Nazir says that there's no chiv to mechanech as bito. So it would turn out this Gemara is against that Gemara in Nazir. So Tosus in Nazir in Daf Chav Chesem Bey says, no, there's no mitzvah to be mechanech as bito to be a Nazir. But a girl can be a Nazir, a woman can be a Nazir. It's one of Rav Shechta used to ask obvious questions to people as for an entrance exam to the Kollel, to see how people think, or if people have a basic knowledge of Chumash. So one of his classic questions that he would ask was, can a woman be a Nazir? And guys would be thinking, let's say, Shazman, Grama, Isurim, what the issue is with a woman becoming a Nazir? Pasuk says, Ish O Isha. So yes, a woman can become a Nazir. It's explicit in the Chumash. So a woman can definitely become a Nazir, but Tosfos says, maybe there's no chinuch for banos to become a Nazir. But it doesn't mean there's no chinuch for daughters in general. Someone just asked me yesterday, is there a mitzvah of chinuch for daughters in mitzvah saseh shazman grama? They get a kiyuma, a woman gets a kiyuma mitzvah when she volunteers mitzvah shazman grama, but she has no chiyuv. Is there chinuch for a kiyum absent a chiyuv? An interesting question. Very nogei lemaisa coming up for sukkah, for lulav. Right? Is there any kunz in having a girl under bas mitzvah take lulav, sin and sukkah as a din in chinuch? Is there chinuch for a kiyum a mitzvah, not for a chiv? Off the cuff, I would think for sure. Meaning, many have to be shown to understand the whole mitzvah of chinuch is that they're doing it as an ena mitzvah of yosa, is that the child gets a kiyum a mitzvah without a chiv. Meaning that it's exactly, chinuch is exactly what a woman's going to be the rest of her life. So it's a more precise match for what, so I would have thought yes, but okay. Anyway, says the Mishnah, you can keep on registering on Korban Pesach, keep on bringing more people on until each, as long as each person is going to get at least one kazayis. Once you have so many people that bringing any more people on is going to give each person less than a kazayis, then it's no good. You're not allowed to bring any more on. You can keep on registering people, or people could keep pulling off of the Korban until you shecht it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, until you do Zrika. So my Kamashman, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Ha Kamashman, Dafkav Dimni Lav Chabura Zu, Chazeres Vimnu Lav Chabura Acheres. That even an entire group can shift. You can move off an entire group from the Karban and move on an entirely new group to the Karban. You can keep on doing that. Nimnu Moshkin Esidei Nachi Yishchat, and you can do that until the Shas Shchita. Rabbi Shimon said, until the Shas Zrika. So Rabbi Machlokas Li Mashaych. Rabbi says, the whole Machlokas is about what's the deadline to pull away from the carbon, not the deadline to register. The whole machlokas is only about pulling away. Everyone agrees registering on it is only until shchita. The question is, when can you unregister from the carbon? The Rabbanan Savri, mi yos mi seh, mi chiyusei de seh. The Rabbanan say, mi yos mi seh means from the lifetime of the seh, means only up until the shchita. Rabbi Shimon Savar, me haviyasei de seh, from the havaya of the seh, which means till the avoda, the end of the avoda of the seh. Avalimnos tibre akala, but everyone holds that registering is only up until the time of Shechita. So it says, and then Techosu. We have a Bryce that says explicitly this way, that you can continue to register or pull away from the carbon until Shechita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nimnin Ad Sheyishchat. I agree that you could continue to register until Shechita only, but a Moshkin Ad Sheyizrak Adam. But Moshkin Yedayim can go up until Zrikas Adam. So you see explicitly that the whole machlok is only about Moshkin Yedayim, not about registering in the first place. Next Mishnah, Zat the Mishnah, Memana Imo Acher Bechelko. Let's say you have the carbon divided amongst a group of five or six people, and one of the people decides that he's going to bring a friend along. So without consulting any of the other members of the group, he decides that he's going to be memana another party with him. So Rashan b'nei chabura litan lo shelo, v'ochel mishlo v'enochel mishlohen. The other b'nei chabura could give this fellow who was originally registered with them his portion and say, you want to share it with your friend? Go somewhere else and share it with your friend. We don't want your friend joining our su'uda, our carbon pasach. Not so much in the spirit of kol ditzrich and kol dichvin, but they could say, you want to go eat with your friend? We don't need your friend here. You go with him wherever you want to go. So yibayilu b'nei chabura shayyadav shalach men yafos ma'u shiyom lo tol chelkecha utzei. Let's say there's a group of people eating together. They're all members of the Chabura. It's not like in our Mishnah where an outsider was brought in. They're all members of the Chabura, but they didn't realize one of them is a pig. He keeps eating and eating and eating. He's eating way faster and way more than the rest of them are eating. So can they say, you know what, here, there are five members. Here, take one-fifth, 20%, go. Take this portion and that's it. So mi amrinu matzi amalu hakablisan adilma matzi lemeim alei ki kablinu tkunizvicha adaita achal tfeiminach lo kablinucha. Can that guy say, look, you had me register on the carbon, so I get to take a chelik, I get to take as much as I want, because I'm sharing it with you, I'm one of the people, I'm an owner as much as you are. So, or can they say, yeah, you're an owner as much as we are, not more, we only accepted you to have an even portion with us, but you're taking so much more, and therefore, we want you to get out of here. So the Gemara is going to try three rayas to answer this question. Raya number one, Tashima. Our Mishnah said that when a guy brings an outsider in, they can cut off a piece and say, here, take yours and you share it with your outsider friend, but you just take your portion. So what's going on in our Mishnah? My time, isn't bringing an outsider in just the same as eating more than your share? I mean, what's the whole problem with an outsider? Is that the other members are worried that because he's got two people eating his portion, he's going to eat more than his portion. So it's the same thing as having one guy who eats a lot. So shouldn't it be the same din?
If you say that when someone eats a lot, the guy who eats a lot could say, look, you have me registered, I'm allowed to eat whatever I want. So shouldn't our Mishnah be the same, where the guy who brings a friend along is like someone who's Yadav Yafos, he's going to take a large portion and you can't do anything about it? So it says, Amri lo, Deos shiny. No, it's a whole different ballgame when you bring a new person in, and when you just have the same person eating more. Dinami travayu kechad mi bnei chaburu hu da'achli motzi amrinu le gaban. Because even if the guy says, hey, I brought a friend along, but I eat very little, my friend eats very little, the two of us together are barely going to eat as much as any one of you eat. So still they can say, no, get out of here. We don't want a strange person here that we don't know. We register everyone on the carbon because we want that group to be our group. So it has nothing to do with how much they're eating in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not a good raya. The Mishnah is not about how much they're eating. The Mishnah is in bringing an outside party in. So Tashma, second raya. We learned in the Mishnah a couple of days ago that a shamash that eats a kazayis basar next to the oven, so if he was a pikeach, he would fill his stomach with that. If the bnei chaburah want to do a favor for him, they will come. They can come and sit next to him by the oven and eat together with him. Ratzu in lo ratzu lo. They don't have to do that though. They could leave him alone by the oven and eat wherever they want to eat. V'amai neimaluhu hakabiltun. But why can't the shamish say, look, you have me register on your carbon, so you have to eat together with me. You can't exile me and have me eat separately. Why is it only ratzu? If they want, they could join him. They should have to join him. He's one of the people on their carbon. So says Mar Shaini Yasin Darmilei Ki Kablinach LaDaitach Dinitrachach Kaman LeMitrach Lan LeDidach Lo Kablinech. No, we accepted you to be a member of our korban for you to join our meal. To force all of us to eat in some odd place near the oven for us to join you, that wasn't part of the deal. So we don't have to go and join you. That's why they don't have to join him. But maybe typically if you have one guy that's just eating a lot, you can't throw him out. As long as he's willing to eat where you are eating, you can't send him away. So that's not a good raya either. Tashma, third and final raya. B'nei chaburah sh'yadav shalechem v'en yafos. The third raya is going to be the best one because it's the most direct. We have a braisa that speaks specifically about this case. One of the guys is eating too much. That's exactly our case. Rasha and lomer lo, tol chel kuchavitzei. They can tell him, take your chelek and get out of here. V'lo od el afilu chamisha v'asu sibolas. Rasha and lomer tol chel kuchavitzei. Not only that, even if we're not talking about a Korban Pesach at all, you just have five guys that share a su'udah together throughout the rest of the year, and one of them is eating too much. They can say, take your fair portion and get out of here. We don't like how much you're eating. So Shema Minos, so that's a very clear raya that they're allowed to say that. So my v'lo od, what's the additional chiddush of a regular meal? So lo mi bayu kamar, what we mean to say is a lo mi bayu. Lo mi bayu pesach namatzi amalei ki kabulinach litkuni zvicha el afilu subolz nami ditzav sabialmu rashon lomer tochel chavitzei. It's obvious by Korban Pesach, it's more obvious by Korban Pesach that they could tell him to take his portion and get out of there. But even where it's not a Korban Pesach, where it's stam, just food, it's less obvious that they could tell him to get out of there. Still, you're allowed to tell him to get out of there with his fair portion of food. Ikeda Amri, another version of the whole discussion is that the Shailu was not at all about a guy who was eating too much of a Korban Pesach. Is that if a guy was taking too large of a portion of the Korban Pesach, we knew all along that he could be sent away. That wasn't our Shaila. Ikeda Amri, another version is that the Shaila is as follows. Hallo Ibailan, the guy who was eating too much, for sure you could send him away. That's not a Shaila. Elahachi do Ibailan. Here's our Shaila. B'nei Chabura Rashan Lechalik, Oinan Rashan Lechalik. When a group eats together, do they have to eat from one big portion, or can they first divide the meat into different portions and just eat in proximity to each other, where they're each eating their own portion, they're not eating from a large portion? So Tashma, so that we bring a right. B'nei Chabur Sh'yadav Shalechem V'en Yafos, if one of them is eating too much, Rashan Lomer Lo Tol Chel Chavitzei. They could tell him, divide up your portion and get out of here. Yadav Yafos in, Ein Yadav Yafos Lo. Sounds like only if one guy is eating way too much can they do that.
But if nobody's eating way too much, they're not allowed to do that. So Shema Mina, so you see it's a clear raya that typically you have to just continue to eat off of the large piece of karban. You're not allowed to just divide it up unless somebody's being a glutton. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Arivu, Rifta, Badei, Adadi. One time, once we talk about someone who's eating more than his fair portion, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua were having a meal together. Adachal, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Chada, Achal, Rav Papa, Arba. In the time that Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua would eat one piece, Rav Papa would eat four pieces. He was a much faster eater. So they get this this group plate, and it's very clear that one of them is eating a lot more than the other. Samalei plagli. So Rav Papa was eating so fast. Rav Huna Breda Yeshua says, "You know what? Let's just cut it down the middle. Let's split it. We'll take on separate plates because I can't keep up with you, and I'm gonna end up with no food by the time you're done." So Amalei kabilton. He said, "What do you mean? You invited me to eat with you. To eat with you means to eat together with you. So I don't want to split. I want to continue to eat together with you." So he brought all the rayas that we brought earlier on the summit about splitting the Karban Pesach, and he gave all the answers that we gave. He asked him the question about the Bnei Chabura, where one of them is eating too much, and he says, "No, that's only where by the Karban, where he could say, I only invited you to eat on the Karban, because it's for everyone to have a fair share of a Karban. But non-Karban meat, maybe it's not the same." So he asked him, "But wait, it says about Siboles also, that even regular meals, you're allowed to tell a guy that he should take his portion and go on his way." So Palagle, so he said, "Okay, you got me." So they had to split the meal. Rav Papa agreed to split it. Azal Arav Bahadei Ravina. So Rav Huna Breda Yeshua was looking for a new partner to eat with. So he went to eat with Ravina. Adachal Rav Huna Breda Yeshua Chada Achal Ravina Tmanya. By the time Rav Huna Breda Yeshua was able to eat one portion, Ravina was able to eat eight portions. He was twice as fast as Rav Papa in eating. So Amar Mea Papi V'lo Chada Ravina. So Rav Huna Breda Yeshua says, "I would rather have 100 Rav Papas to eat with than to have one Ravina to eat with." I mean, you got to be careful what you wish for. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up with the Brisa tomorrow.